Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take that for what it's worth. I think that we'll, I think the largest focus, I think, will be on pitching. I think that's obvious. Just a look at our depth chart that, I think we're in pretty good position on the position player side. On the pitching side, we're thinner, and so I think that's going to be our focus. And I expect to explore trades. I expect to explore free agency, both at the top of the market, but then also looking at for minor league free agency. I thought that last year, in a lot of ways, like we gave Boyd a multi-year deal, and then we got a lot of value out of Brad Keller, who was a minor league free agent. And I think all of those Drew Pomeranz, we made a tiny trade for. I think all of those transactions matter, and so I expect to be really active in doing that. I think on the pitching side more than the hitting side.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Jed Hoyer, and he's talking about getting the Cubs back to where they were last year, and the way you do it is through the arms they're going to be seeking.
For what it's worth,
yep.
Define active.
That's a good question.
For what it's worth, tell me what active means.
I think.
Because that's the answer to the question. And active, does that mean coming close? You're active. Activity and accomplishment, not the same things.
Yeah, that's fair.
We can't confuse that.
Yep.
So I think.
But weren't they active last year? Because they made a big trade and they brought in a big stud guy.
They were active and they accomplished something.
Yeah.
They brought in Kyle Tucker. They rolled the dice.
So is that, to me, active would be bringing in a pitching equivalent?
Perhaps. That would be the equivalent. Yes, if you want to put it in those terms, I'm okay with that. Because if you want to pick a lane, I hope that they – I'm okay if they want to go all in on pitching. I really could be. If you get the right pitchers, and if you are boldly going down that path and you're saying, well, we're not afraid to outspend everybody for Dylan Cease or Framber Valdez. I said, or. We're not afraid to trade for Joe Ryan to give up what's necessary to the Twins because he can put us over the top. We're not afraid, comma.
What is his deal? What's Joe Ryan's contract look like?
It's not very big. That's why he's very tradable. And the idea would be the Twins would get, in their rebuild mode, a lot of prospects in return. Mm. I think that's the idea. They were talking to him. He was dangled at the deadline, if you recall.
Yep.
One of the bigger names out there. Certainly would change the complexion of your rotation, would give you another top-of-the-rotation guy. So,
would you think at all, boy, they should have done that then, if they do it now?
No.
Okay.
No, just because I think that
they could have used him.
They could have used him. They could have used Alcantara. They could have used a lot of things. But I think they still were able to. But I don't want to live like I don't want to go back to that idea, because if they can put themselves in a better position to go one step further this year, that'll be the focus.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is the potential labor issues that are kind of hovering out there and how teams react to that. And will some teams react differently than others? In other words, is it an opportunity to take advantage of and to use in your favor if you're willing to take the financial pounding that that could signify to some teams? Or is this a case where at some level teams will say, hey, we got to take a step back. Let's not worry about trying to compete in the same fashion as we normally would. We can do that after that's resolved.
Well, I think that every team is going to have their own approach, but I do think most of the teams are going to have a similar approach, and it's just, everything's going to be relative. You can't ignore that dark cloud that is hovering over baseball right now. It's impossible to. And it clouds every conversation about the future.
If the Dodgers wind up with Kyle Tucker, are they ignoring it?
Yeah. They're the exception to the rule, I suppose. You're right. I mean, to call me on that, I do think it's the Dodgers that would be the one that would be oblivious to any kind of potential work stoppage, because they just have a different revenue stream, and they have a great contract television deal.
Yeah.
And they're able to finagle contracts in a way that other teams have yet to adopt, and that is the deferment. That's the way they got Otani, and that's the way that they do business. And they are intelligent, and they are effective, and they are the defending two-time champion now of baseball.
And I think that, as much as you look at it and you say, well, of course they're winning. Look how much money they're spending. Well, the Mets spent as much money and didn't win. But the takeaway has to be, if you're a team like the Brewers, you've got to understand, we can go a certain distance, and that's as far as we can get, because we are trading people. We are getting, when contracts get big, we get rid of people. We're trying to keep rebuilding and keep bringing people in. And they had two guys in the rookie of the year voting, is pretty impressive.
They draft, develop, and they have some guys down there.
They still have some pretty good players on the way.
Brewers aren't going anywhere.
No, but I think that if you look at what is your takeaway from watching one of the best World Series that we've seen in a while, it's that both teams in it, the highest spending team, and I think Toronto was fifth, both teams in it didn't mind parting with money, didn't mind paying for the product. And that means, frankly, that if you want to win in Major League Baseball, if you want to repeat as a champion, you got to do something differently. You got to spend some capital.
Yes, you have to be willing to have a $500 million player, a player worth $500 million on your roster, on your payroll. The Dodgers do, and so do the Blue Jays.
So do the Mets.
So do the Mets. They weren't in the World Series, though. I'm trying to, the World Series parallel.
Right.
The reasons that both of those teams got that far in large part were because their stars, highly paid stars, performed like them and carried them into the World Series. Now, does that mean that you are advocating the Cubs spend that on Kyle Tucker? I don't feel that way about Kyle Tucker. I don't.
And David, I got no problem with not feeling that way. I just want to know who. If it's not him, who? Who is the leader of this team? Who is the offensive star on this team that is growing into a player that you have to pay that way? Who is it?
Well, I don't think that if you're talking about Pete Crow Armstrong, I don't think that his second half suggested that he is that player yet.
No.
He could be one day.
No, but I'm talking about who replaces the guy.
Who replaces Kyle Tucker?
Yes.
Well, I think that, as I said, and I don't want to use the phrasing that I use because it triggers something within you and Dustin, but I would say that
I
you
think
would...
different things you, for both
okay,
of us.
I know, but I'm being very careful here.
Choose don't my words. Be careful.
I think that you want to pursue with all of your organizational gusto a player like Cody Bellinger, who is very comparable to Kyle Tucker, and you know how he would fit. A player like Kyle Schwarber, a player that you know very much about because you drafted him, you developed him, and then you discarded him like a minor leaguer. A player like Eugenio Suarez, who could play third base and hit 40 home runs at Wrigley Field. Those are the three guys that come to mind first when I say, how do you replace a guy like Kyle Tucker both on your payroll and in your lineup? It would be with somebody who has that kind of history and that kind of heft.
It's interesting. The problem, of course, is that I don't know that there are that many of those guys available this year. And you mentioned
those
a couple
three
of
are.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
I would settle if they want to get crazy and say, all right, Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
Come to Wrigley Field. Polar Bear.
Bregman.
Alex Bregman. It's another one. I probably should have mentioned him first. Alex Bregman would be somebody that you missed out on last offseason for really financial reasons more than anything. But both those guys, now I know before the text, I know that Alonso plays first and Michael Bush does too. He's a good athlete. You could figure it out. But the point being, a power bat that's impactful is something that you need and that you have to replace if you lose Tucker.
Yeah.
More so, or not any more so, as much as you're prioritizing pitching. You can't ignore the loss of Tucker's offensive firepower in the middle of that lineup.
Yeah, I find the whole thing really fascinating just because the whole Shota thing would seemingly get in the way of being able to buy, in quotations, a free agent pitcher. Are you willing to not give back that much money and bring in somebody for more money than that? Or if he were to pick that up, mm-hmm. How do you justify $50 million over two guys? Or would you be willing to spend $50 million on two guys if one of them wasn't him?
It's a fair question. It's a roll of the dice. The Shota sweepstakes or the Shota negotiation represents more of a risk maybe than maybe some people are looking at it as because of what you said. I want to separate Shota from everything else. I don't know if that's naive. Maybe that's wishful thinking. But I would hope that they're not going to be limited by pursuing the ace that they need and lack because of their dealing with Shota Imanaga at the end of the rotation or the back end of the rotation.
Here's what I need to know. Like, can they get like for like? In other words, if they make a big trade and they bring in a big name, and whether it's a pitcher or any other position, do they have to clear out the same amount of money?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we talked about they went and they got Tucker, and then they got rid of Belly, and that was basically
yes.
a salary dump.
Yes.
We said at the time.
Didn't replace
let's
him.
Let's see how they spend
Cody
the money.
Cody Petit was not replacing Kyle Tucker.
Yes.
Or Kyle Bellinger, excuse me.
Yes.
Cody Bellinger. Getting flabbergasted here because, yes, I know, texters, Pete Alonso plays first base. He also could be a designated hitter. You have options. You get a bat in there under contract, and you get a guy capable of hitting 45 home runs. I think you figure it out.
Yeah, I'm with you, okay? So the texters can just please stop trying to pick apart anything said. We're having a conversation
so,
basically about how you are investing the revenue. Is it increasing? Should it increase based on how well things went last year, presumably with the playoff
five home playoff games
that increase
the
amount of money. That
make you feel better about spending.
Shouldn't that equal a player, especially knowing
so.
That if you get the right player, you're going to get the same thing?
I would hope so. I would hope so that it would result in the Cubs landing a big ticket free agent. That's a very broad term. Does that mean the third pitcher available? Does that mean the fourth hitter available? I don't know, but I do think you have to pursue and land an impact bat as well as either trade for, acquire, or sign an impact pitcher. This is where you are if you're the Cubs. This is a neighborhood you live in. It's big market baseball, and you are looking at a league dominated in the American League this year. The Blue Jays won it and the Dodgers won it. And as you point out, those two teams share something in common. The Cubs have to be willing to get to that point.
Copycat league. All leagues, copycat leagues, all professional leagues. 312-644-7600. 6767 is the telephone number. There's a lot to get to this morning, and we're having fun here with the Cubs conversation because we finally heard from somebody, and it's interesting to get explanations for what you're doing and why you went about it the way you did. And, you know, you were very upset with the Kittredge news.
I was upset with the Kittredge news.
And to hear a response to that was interesting.
It was
just interesting to finally get everybody on the record, to finally understand what the plans are and what the, you know, things can change, and we understand.
Can we hear from Jed Hoyer again? Because I don't want to say I overreacted, but I reacted the way that I felt at that time. Andrew Kittredge was a big part of the reason why the Cubs won that series against the Padres. And it felt like it was just a bookkeeping act, or it was just a simple checking a box or dismissal when they let him go back to the Orioles for cash considerations. This is Jed Hoyer on Tuesday in Las Vegas explaining the Andrew Kittredge news.
I mean, I think in the end, I would say I thought it was a close call for us. He was fantastic for us. Ultimately, we felt like using that, you know, kind of waiting on that, using that money later in the offseason felt like, you know, that was probably the biggest decision, was doing that decision then versus like potentially later on in the offseason. So, you know, obviously, we made that move. You saved the buyout by trading him back there, and then we could redeploy that money elsewhere. But timing is as much as anything, because I do think Andrew is great for us. Really impressive. I mean, you know, he came in after the deadline. It's hard to do that, and like he kind of hit the ground running, and he got so many big outs for us. So great job. And that was really the decision, was timing as much as anything.
I mean, that's an interesting answer, because he's telling you, okay, at least what I'm hearing. We want to know what I'm hearing there. I'm hearing that there, in order to make the offer they made to Shota Imanaga, they had to clear up $7 million, and they did it by just tossing him out so they didn't have to pay out.
That's what I heard as well. That's what I heard, and I didn't feel much better after hearing it.
Yeah.
And I think that they are – understandably banking, that's a wrong verb.
They are banking.
Placing a lot of faith in their track record and their pitching coach.
Yes.
And their pitching infrastructure to create a bullpen.
Yes.
Build the bear, create a bullpen.
They've done that quite a bit.
It's one of these things that I shouldn't doubt, and I guess Cub fans shouldn't question. At the same time, I do. Because every year, the most volatile part of any major league roster is the bullpen. And after they seem to have some pieces that would think, like, run it back. Let's see what you got. They're moving on.
Let's try Jeff. Jeff is listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff. Did we lose Jeff? Oh, no.
Good morning. How are you doing?
There we go. Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I got a question for you. I don't know how many years ago it was when we got into the Marquee Network, and they were talking about, my feeling was is that we were going to try to compete with the Dodgers and the revenue that they had, and that my belief was that they were going to continue to start drafting more people like the Kyle Schwarbers of the world, get the bats in lineup that we needed, and take that extra revenue that they were getting from the Marquee Network and buy pitching and actually stay competitive for a long period of time. I'd like to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call. It's a good memory and observation.
Yep.
The landscape has changed dramatically since the Marquee Sports Network and the Cubs became partners. And that is a product of the media market in Major League Baseball that is
we're in a different world than we were.
It's a different world. Yeah, that's really the best way to put it, Molly. Yep. And the revenue streams that they thought were going to be wide open because of that alliance. Yep. They've really just dried up.
And the whole Marquee Network, like, you compare that to what happened with the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the only team that still has a really active, ongoing television deal that pays through the nose. And, you know, the marquee network is a struggle. It's not, I don't think they're losing money.
No, but the regional sports network model is changed forever. And I think that has affected payrolls, spending. Yep. And it does. You do remember the wheelbarrows of money quote. You remember the optimism expressed at the day that that deal was struck. But things change, and the market is now forever altered. And I don't know if that's the Cubs' fault. That's going on everywhere in Major League Baseball.
I don't think that's the Cubs' fault at all. I think it has turned on most teams, and obviously the exception to that rule is the one that you know about because they're winning back-to-back World Series.
That's not an excuse. That's reality.
That's exactly what's going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Lalo Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How are you responding to this outside media pressure from all over, you know, saying that the Cubs need to spend more, that they're not up to what a big market should be?
It's the first I've heard it, so I'm glad. I don't read it, so it's just not my concern at all. None of that narrative, none of that noise, as you said, it doesn't have any impact. Listening to it doesn't make us any better.
That is Bruce Levine talking to Jed Hoyer. So Bruce is in Vegas, huh? We sent Bruce to Vegas for the GM meetings. That's neat.
Wow.
I wonder what he's doing over there besides, you know, talking to everybody. He hanging out at Circuit, the pool. Bruce likes a pool.
I can't picture the way you're describing it, but I get it.
I've seen Bruce at the East Bank Club pool before. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
He's part of the East Bank cult or whatever.
Cult.
I call it East Bank Cult, EBC. That's what I call it. I know people who go there, and the way they describe things, I'm like, yeah, that sounds real cultish.
No, it's just a good place to work out and hang out, and mm-hmm. it's got a pool. Mm-hmm. And occasionally I would run into Bruce there. So Bruce is in Las Vegas. Yeah, Bruce is in Las Vegas at the GM meetings and doing work for us. And I like how he asked the question to Jed Hoyer, and I think he was trying to identify with Jed's position in it versus, say, ours, aka the media pressure, or ours is in the fan pressure. Like, it's not just us. Like, I fully know that I'm part of it, but I know I'm not the only part of it. And when Jed Hoyer addresses this in a way that sounds way too familiar for me, like, I understand that you can have a plan and you don't have to acknowledge all parts of your plan. Like, for example, the Tucker discussion, them trading for Kyle Tucker, didn't come up until later, relatively speaking, in the offseason. But Jed Hoyer saying pitching is the priority. That's where I really have an issue. Because, yes, I do think that you need to address it. I do think that you can't live dangerously like you did in the playoffs, where you're having to one inning previously who you thought was going to be a starter or a possible ace for you. I get that. But when you decide that you're going to tell people that you want to focus on pitching, but the elephant in the room is still the free agent who's going to set the market in Kyle Tucker, who was on your team this past year, who you traded Cam Smith, Isaac Paredes, and Hayden Wesneski for. I'm going to need you to also talk about the offense as well. It wasn't enough. It hasn't been enough. The second half of the season, we saw what happened.
I think when I hear Jed talk about it, I understand where he's coming from. Because, yes, pitching should be always a priority. You can never have enough arms. I understand that part of it. I think the problem with Jed is he looks at the stats from last year. You know what he sees, Layla? He sees an offense that scored the fifth most runs in baseball. That's true. That's undeniable.
The totality,
how many times did he use the word totality in his postseason press conference? They scored 793 runs. That was 5 less than the Blue Jays. That was 13 less than the Milwaukee Brewers. And only the Yankees and Dodgers scored more than those four teams. So I'm looking at it like that. The problem, as you mentioned, post All-Star break, the Cubs were 20th in runs scored.
You know what you saw.
And so maybe you could call it recency bias, but I would say it's more of where you ended up as opposed to where you were in totality. And the second half of the season combined with the postseason numbers tells me the Cubs need a more consistent approach. They need to change their hitting profile. And I understand he's got a whole bunch of guys under contract, so he feels like it's settled what we're doing position by position. I would argue you could upgrade at some of those positions.
No, absolutely. That's part of it, too, is your stars aren't hitting as well as other teams' stars. Like, your top guys don't match up. Unfortunately, you didn't have enough offense to beat the team up the street from you, who also boat raced you at the period you're talking about, the second half of the season.
They beat you in the regular season. They beat you straight up in the postseason. And I think the bigger thing is when he talks about the offense and not having the same urgency as the pitching, you're also missing the guy you said was your best player last year. There's no guarantee he's coming back. In fact, no one thinks he's coming back in Kyle Tucker.
So the quote that when I saw come across from Marquee that said, we're going to have an active offseason. Largest focus will be on pitching. I think that's obvious. No, it is not obvious. You could argue that both are true. How are you going to fill the hole left by Kyle Tucker offensively? And you kind of got a taste of it in the second half of the season. And that was familiar for a lot of people watching. You know, that's part of this, too, is that we know what this team looked like without him producing. And when PCA, the league caught up to him. So then what was your answer? And your answer wasn't enough. Your answer was overperform expectations, outperform it, whatever you want to say. There weren't enough runners on base. That it wasn't just the stress of trying to figure out who was starting for you once you advance past the wild card. It was very much also, are you going to get run support?
The question I have for Jed Hoyer as it stands today is, how much are you depending on guys already within the organization to take a big step forward, much like Nico Horner and Pico Armstrong did to a degree last year, when you're looking at Matt Shaw at third base, when you're looking at whether it's Owen Casey, Moises Ballesteros? How much are you depending on your offense improving, being the guys that you know who they were last year and know they have room for growth, that their growth is going to be the answer to your offensive woes? Because if that's what they're leaning on, that is a mistake.
So I know people were skeptical about that phrase that was mentioned yesterday from the Bears, hope, belief, in the known. I feel like the Cubs are somewhere in the hope and belief stage.
They're not in the known yet?
No. No. Let's listen to Jed Hoyer talk about when he was asked about the offense, what he wanted to do.
I guess what I'd say is we're going to look at everything. I think we can get better in a lot of areas. You know, if you're not the best at something, you can get better. We can certainly we can look to get better offensively. But I feel like from an offensive standpoint, you know, we could kind of play a game tomorrow if we needed to. You know, that we have players at every position, whether you know. Move, say, back in the outfield. You know, we have all those spots, and so will we look to move things around? Will we look to add? Of course, but you know, it's not the level of urgency is not nearly as high as on the pitching side. I think we realize that we need to add.
Is that where you'd use the word opportunistic for offensively?
Yeah, exactly. We'll look at a lot of different angles offensively. Like I said, we can get better. We should try to get better. But like I said, like if the status quo is in a pretty good position, I think you know, the pitching wise, we need to make additions and we need to get better.
But here's the math though. Here's the math. You extended Shota Imanaga a $22 million qualifying offer. And because of the stipulations surrounding his contract, if another team wants to beat that, they're going to have to give up a compensatory draft pick. So you up the ante real good for any other team who'd want to pay him. If they have Shota, you have Colin Ray, who you just extended. Also, you have the established starters in Justin Steele. You have Cade Horton, who just finished second in National League Rookie of the Year voting. You have Jameson Taillon, who was the pitcher you could depend on in the postseason. So how many is that?
My favorite part about what Jed Hoyer just said is that he knows position-wise they can play a game tomorrow. My question and response to that is, can you win a game tomorrow? I'm not sure that is something that he's taken into account. Yes,
who's
you can put a lineup out there.
Who's producing offensively for you in this scenario? I just need to know. Who consistently is the bat? Because you're talking about putting Saya in right field. Owen Casey, last we saw him, was in concussion protocol.
I think Mo Baller would be the DH in tomorrow's game
Moises
that he's talking Ballesteros
about. Moises Ballesteros, you feel confident with that? Do you think you can beat the Brewers in a 5-game divisional series with that?
Can you win a must-win game tomorrow against the Brewers? That's
Might I remind you about PCA second half numbers while we're here?
You could do that.
I have a list for you. I have a list for you that I will rattle off right now on November 12th of the Cubs bats that I'm the most confident in. Michael Busch. That's the list.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Like, without Kyle Tucker, who
and
is the coach?
Can I get Nico?
And he wasn't allowed.
Nico.
He wasn't allowed to hit against lefties for most of the season.
I can't get Nico?
An amendment. Yes, Nico is consistent. I'm sorry. What I had in mind was power.
Oh, I was going to say.
Nico will get on base.
Nico is the man. He's going to get on base. Much
like,
respect
Nico.
To Nico Horner, 100%.
Tell me which Cubs you think will get on base for somebody else to bring home. Consistently.
So without Kyle Tucker, you would say Nico Horner is the Cubs' best hitter.
I would say Michael Busch is the Cubs' best hitter.
Well, that's where it's like, I look around the NL, you look at the Dodgers. Who's their best hitter?
It's the guy who leads off.
Who else played in the World Series? The Blue Jays. Who is their best hitter?
Yeah,
major teams. They got a bopper. If we're going to say Nico Horner is potentially the Cubs' best hitter, that's not good enough.
But guys, you know my formula. You know my if I'm a GM formula. Stopper, bopper. Everything else I fill in the gaps. And you know what I'm probably not doing? Giving Andrew Kittredge back for cash considerations.
No, I'm good with that.
Where's that money going?
I'm good with that. That's going towards more pitching and also maybe hitting, but now that I've heard Jed Hoyer speak, it's just going towards starting pitching.
Okay, but let's look at this. Matthew Boyd was the name I forgot to mention, and he doesn't deserve a forget. I'm sorry, Matthew Boyd. I'm sorry to do that to you.
Forgot your dad? It's not even Father's Day.
Our dad. He's the dad who stepped up.
He is the dad who stepped up.
So then there you have it, right? You have Justin Steele. You have, right now, still listed on depth chart for the Cubs is Javier Saad. So then Shohei Minaga gets the qualifying offer. Colin Ray's in this. So we're talking about 6 or 7 starting pitchers. So how are you addressing pitching?
Colin Ray's not a starter. Listen.
But that begs the question. Who in the is this a bullpen acquisition discussion? Because the Cubs, as an organization, don't do that.
No, I think it's a combination of both. I think they're going to sign a top level bullpen arm, one of those. They're going to attempt to sign a top level arm out of the bullpen. Who knows? The Dodgers might step in and pay that person more. I saw that happen last offseason. Did you? So also with the starting pitching, they might sign a Dylan Cease type, Valdez. There's guys, but I think. Ultimately, Colin Ray's a bullpen swing guy. Justin Steele's not coming back for the start of the season, and you can never have enough arms. So I don't have any problem with them shuffling in arms. I'm just saying address the offense as well.
You can never have enough arms, but the problem is they don't have enough money. Like, we know that. They don't have the Dodgers budget.
We don't know what their budget is yet. So maybe
which also concerns me because history would indicate that that's not a confidence building discussion.
It's the Bellinger money. They're going to spend the Bellinger money. You're good.
Remember when they were going to spend the Theo Epstein money? Like when Theo left and they were like, oh, where's this money going to go on the payroll?
Well, we got some postseason games at Wrigley Field that should generate income, right?
And maybe, I mean, yeah, he addressed the offense, but for pitching to be the first priority. Ooh, all right, let's do more on this coming up next. We mentioned Shota Imanaga. We should hear what Jed Hoyer had to say about it because I'm still not understanding. Like, actions aren't necessarily matching what we're hearing. So we're going to try to figure out how it all kind of gets put together in a way that makes more sense. More from the general manager meetings. More Cubs talk next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jed Hoyer's getting his affairs in order, or is he? Or is he, Lawrence? The GM meetings have begun. The baseball people are there. They're all hanging around. They're talking about stuff.
Vegas at the Cosmo.
Dude, have some fun, shall we?
It's a good time.
And the awards show is there. Our buddy Roy Wood Jr. hosting that awards show. He's been demoted to co-host now, in
Mookie
his words.
Mookie Betts does everything well.
Roy, we're going to have to let Mookie co-host that with you.
Roy, we were looking at the tape, and how can we keep this guy off the field?
He's too good.
He's too good.
He's converted to shortstop. Now he's converting to host.
Yeah, you're going to have to move over to third base.
All right, whatever.
Fine.
I'll be your Max Muncy. So Jed was talking about what the Cubs' needs are, and it is pitching, and they're going to go after pitching, and they're going to be creative as they hunt pitching. Okay, I'm here for that. You know I think you need it. You know everybody thinks you need it. And you're trying to get to the next level. What he doesn't think they need is offense, and I just don't get it.
Largest focus, I think, will be on pitching. I think that's obvious. Just a look at our depth chart. That, you know, I think we're in pretty good position on the position player side. On the pitching side, we're thinner. I feel like from an offensive standpoint, you know, we could kind of play a game tomorrow if we needed to. You know, that we have players at every position, whether, you know, move Sayed back in the outfield. You know, we have all those spots, and so will we look to move things around? Will we look to add? Of course, but you know, it's not the level of urgency is not nearly as high as on the pitching side. I think we realize that we need to add. We'll look at a lot of different angles offensively. Like I said, we can get better. We should try to get better. But like I said, like if the status quo is in a pretty good position. I think, you know, the pitching wise, we need to make additions, and we need to get better.
So you need to get better on offense too, sir. Mm-hmm. You lost Kyle Tucker.
Not yet, but probably.
You'll be losing Kyle Tucker. There are five teams that have a shot for Kyle Tucker. Maybe six. Maybe there'll be a mystery team. Call it seven. I don't think you're one of them. I don't think that's going to happen. Nobody else around the league does. So, okay, you're going to survive that by moving Saya back to the outfield, and I feel better about Saya defensively than I have, and you're going to have, you know,
a space open for a DH-type player.
Are you going to Owen Casey, Moises Ballesteros, going to have roles on this team? I'm cool with that. But you got to get better, and you have to at least get to where you were without Kyle Tucker, and assuming that's going to be the case and we could play a game tomorrow. Yeah, you could field a team tomorrow. You got to get better, and you should be having way more of an active mindset on offense. And I'll give you the position, Lawrence. I'll give you the position. It's third base. Don't just get married to the Matt Shaw idea because you feel better about him at the end of the year than you did in the first half, and you want to prove to the world that you kept the right guy when you sent Cam Smith to Houston, or whatever your reasons are, or that Matt Shaw is a good soldier who played really good defense and did show you some potential. That's all nice.
And did the stuff, like went to the minors and worked on some things, and there were moments you're like, oh, I think he's got it. And then there were moments you're like, he ain't got it.
You don't got to hand that guy a job just because you feel like you want to hand that guy a job. You can go out and get better, and it doesn't have to be Alex Bregman in some five-year, $150 million deal. It could be.
Although that would be nice.
Sure, but how about Eugenio Suarez in a two-year, $60 million deal? You're telling me you wouldn't consider that? Are you only – how about the Japanese third baseman who can also play first, who's posting, that legit power hitter in his late 20s? You're telling me you're not even going to consider these things?
That is foolish. Third base is a spot where you could get better any number of ways, and Matt Shaw could be what he would be on the Dodgers or what he would be on the Mets, which is excellent depth. Phenomenal depth. A guy who might play a lot, could play a few different places perhaps, but the bottom of your roster does not just have to be role players that you use once a week. They can be good players who can play all over for you, like the good, seriously perfected rosters do. Don't just hand the dude the job. And I don't, there's not a lot of other spots, but you know what you do have, by the way? You got a lot of spots where the projections are going to say they're going to regress. Every projection is going to say that Carson Kelly is not going to give you what was basically a career year. Every projection is going to say that most of your guys are going to regress. Guys like Michael Bush, you're going to count on another 140 WRC plus season from Michael Bush? I'd like to believe it.
I feel okay about Michael Bush more so than Carson Kelly.
Are you going to count on Pete Crow Armstrong to be everything that he was over the season in total after showing you what he showed in the second half?
These are legitimate questions, dude.
You're going to count on Nico Horner? Maybe.
Yes.
Okay. All right, there's your guy.
I always count on Nico Horner.
But I mean, seriously, all of the projections via Steamer, that's one, have everybody regressing except Matt Shaw. All of them. They have Carson Kelly dropping. They have Bush dropping. They have Nico dropping a little bit.
I mean, Dansby is a guy that, not that his numbers were great, but he is getting older at the position that stresses you the most.
Every single 2026 Steamer projection for your position players has them regressing, except for Matt Shaw. You should be trying to get better in free agency and then via coaching like the Blue Jays did. So don't tell me you're set. I didn't like hearing that.
Clearly. You were upset, sir.
I was upset hearing that. Come on, man. It's your windows right now. Go get better. Go get better.
I agree with you. You know my feeling on this.
I suspect I do.
Bully these hoes.
I knew it was coming.
I'm waiting for the Cubs to do it, and they just won't do it.
Well.
And I agree with you that the position, that I think you can get better at right field / DH, depending on how you're constructed.
Of course you could. Moises could be a bench bat. Casey could be a fourth or fifth outfielder bench bat.
But third base is where your offensive hole is. And maybe Shaw ends up getting better, and it becomes a Michael Bush situation, and you're happy with the guys that you've got at the corners. I just feel like the time is now.
Yeah, the time is now, man. I'm not trying to harsh on Michael Bush or on anybody that showed you some possibilities last year. I'm just saying you ought to be thinking about getting better.
I don't like that he said that publicly.
Me neither. He did say we'll be open and whatever, but like, seriously, is everything going to be on a one-year expenditure? Like, are they not going to do 2 years even? And if they do that, are they not going to do it for position players? Is this what I'm led to believe here?
Okay, so catch everyone up on this, because we've been talking about this as a whole thing throughout the season. But let's say that you've been a Bears drunk Cub fan for a while. And you're like, wait, what are those two guys talking about? Why would the Cubs only do 1 year?
Because after this coming season, there's bound to be a work stoppage of some kind as they negotiate a new collective bargaining agreement. And there is a thought that they're going to push for a salary cap and a salary floor, and they'd be willing to even miss a season while they wait that out.
So no one, well, not no one, but the Cubs might not want to be in a position where they have already given away long-term contract money without seeing what the new reality is going to be.
Correct. And there's going to be a bunch of franchises that act with that theory in mind, and there'll be a few franchises that do not. And it makes this offseason interesting in that way. So is it only a one-year deal for some of these guys that they're going for? Is Jed that hamstrung? I don't want to believe that.
Well, that's why, like, the Eugenio Suarez thing is interesting to me. Because, yes, it's an older player, but it's a productive one, and he's got something that you need, some slug, at a position where you could use some slug.
And he's old enough that you could probably get away with the one-on-one. Probably get away with the 1 year, and then he's got an option on the back end.
Jack up that money in that first season and be like, hey, what do you think?
Yeah. So if that's a possibility, would you say that we're set? You know, if you're even going to consider that, would you say we could play a game tomorrow?
They could.
I don't know if they win that game tomorrow.
Well, the last time we saw them, they didn't.
Depends who's pitching, I guess.
And they needed. Well, they didn't really hit in that game either.
No, they didn't.
So that's a thing.
All right. So there's your baseball.
Here's Blanco.
Folks, here's Blanco is Lawrence Holmes code for we're just going to have to live with that. Like, all right, next guy's coming up.
That's Hawks. It's a Hawkism that I use in everyday life. If someone says, all right, I'm like, here's Blanco.
Here's Blanco.
I didn't know we had it. All right.
Teddy has everything.
I got the full thing on my computer somewhere. Like, I think the whole exchange.
If Hawk said it, Tanny has it.
Yes.
And so it's essentially what it is. Like, all right, we're done with that conversation.
So if anyone says, all right, in front of me, I always respond with, here's Blanco.
That's great. It's kind of, like I like to say, when everybody's got different ideas, I like to say, and candlesticks make a nice gift. Okay, let's go. Let's break.
Bull Durham.
Yeah, to wrap up the mound conference and move on back to the ball game.
There's Blanco.
Exactly, Tanny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.